right, this could be very interesting because, first of all, thank you, Kim. I'm Wendy Snyder, Bill Leff here as well. And Bill Leff earlier had mentioned that we are having a guest on. Why, did you say?
Because we thought she used to be on the Waltons.
Well, our guest was listening when you said that.
Yep. How about that?
I like to think we had Katie Rich on talking about the 7th annual Chicago Women's Funny Fest. So now we're going to have Megan McDonough, singer-songwriter, on to talk about Dedicated to the Ones I Love, great women singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. How's
Yay.
That intro? Is that better?
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you. And it was quite a schlep from the Walton Mountain
yes,
of Evanston.
Yes, I can only imagine. I'm sorry for thinking that you used to be on the
That's
Waltons.
Okay. Listen, I'm friends with her.
Are you?
I'm friends with her on
Twitter?
On Facebook, and I get her newsletter.
She has a very similar name to you.
Yes, and my first name is Mary, but because my full name is Mary Megan Margaret McDonough. I'm the seventh of nine kids, I was raised
much?
Catholic. You know,
Irish Catholic,
which is comes as no surprise. Which yeah. I like to think explains my intense interest in Buddhism and attraction to Jewish men. So I went to Catholic school, but the nuns would not call me Megan because it wasn't a saint's name.
Oh, right.
So they called me Mary, and I'm like, Mary, who are they talking? Oh, me, Mary. Oh, right. Yes, sister. Mm-hmm. Right.
They take it that seriously.
Oh, honey. In the 60s, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Especially before, like, Vatican II.
Yeah.
It was very deep, very serious.
Don't say how it ended, because I didn't see Vatican I yet. So please don't ruin the ending.
And Megan, you changed the...
I changed the spelling of my name. It's the goofiest reason, okay? The goofiest reason, and I'll try to make it short.
M-E-G-O-N.
M-E-G-O-N.
It used to be A-N.
A-N. And when I moved back here from New York, mm-hmm. I lived in New York in the 80s for a couple of years, I moved back here and started auditioning again, but there was another actress younger than myself with the name Megan Maureen McDonough, and I went to an audition at Goodman, and they said, Megan, we had a really hard time finding you mm-hmm. because someone else, because another actress in town now has your name. Mm. I went through a bunch of rigmarole, and I thought, and I started touring with a group called Four Bitchin' Babes, and I thought, you know, what would it be like? So I looked up the numerology of my number.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a hippie, man. I'm a child of the 60s.
Yeah.
And I found that O was a softer vibration than A.
Oh.
So she switched her name. So I'm now going to go as Wandy.
Wandy. I like that. That's
but check it out first with the numeral.
All right.
And so now I wanted to go back to my original spelling, and I'm like, oh, Meg, come on. You know, give it a drink, for the love of God. You
yeah.
know? Just make up your mind.
Yeah.
So either spelling I answered.
You're comfortable
to, but it's still
with
pronounced Meg.
Right.
And a hippie child who entered a contest on WLS radio. What, when you were...
WLS in Chicago, big break radio contest.
14 years old.
14 years old, and I won first place, you
oh,
guys.
Congrats.
I tell this story. I competed against bands,
yeah.
other...
Ides of March,
other,
probably.
No, but they yeah. are my pals.
Yeah.
And I won first place. It was a recording contract with Mercury Records. Ludwig drums, like Ringo's. I was out of my mind excited.
And you're 14 at
I
this
was
point?
14.
Oh, that's pretty
recorded
good.
Recorded my first record at Universal Recording Studios, which yeah. is no longer there,
yeah.
but Bruce Swedeen, who went on to become Michael Jackson's, you know, engineer,
yeah,
and
right.
Quincy Jones' producer.
So look at, she's 21 now. Look at how many years
was
she's
7 years ago. That was a long time
you
ago.
Are my pal. We will talk.
What was yes. the contest, the goal of the contest was to just be the best singer? What
yes.
were they looking for?
Yeah.
Was it an
best,
original song?
Yeah. Original
yeah.
songs. You guys, my original song. I was a folk singer, you know.
Yeah.
When you see the world and its changes today, you know. But I sang this song, You'll Know Me If I Ever Make It. And,
yeah.
And like, I won first place.
Congratulations.
I was Clark Weber.
Yeah.
All those DJs
His grandson
that I listened to.
Works for us now.
Oh,
he's here in the building.
On.
We'll introduce you.
Clark Weber. I listened to all those
guys. Yeah, he's
guys.
Great.
Yeah.
I went to sleep listening to WLS.
Excellent. That's good news.
Yeah. Well, you won the contest. That was pretty cool. You're going to be performing at the Rouse Center for the Arts. It's in Crystal Lake, which you're from originally.
Right.
You're going home.
Raised, gone home. I'm so excited. And you know how fear and excitement can feel
They're
the
right
same?
Right next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
so
have
I don't
both.
Know where I am.
So my guess is a lot of the people that you grew up with or knew when you were younger will probably be there, right?
Some of them will be there. Yeah. My best friend Karen Clough now lives in Minneapolis, but I saw her a couple weeks ago at a family funeral, I'm sorry to say, and saw her siblings. Oh my! I lived at my best friend's house. Yeah. You know, so I'm not sure, but a couple of her family members will be there. A couple of my family members might come in, and I'll try to stay in the moment as much as I possibly can.
So great women singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Right. Patsy Cline will be featured.
Patsy Cline will be featured. I played Patsy Cline for Northlight Theater in 1990. Mm-hmm. And I was nominated for a Jeff Award. The highest compliment I ever got was a friend of mine was sitting behind a couple, and during intermission, the woman leaned over to her husband and whispered, "She's doing a great job lip syncing."
Oh,
okay.
Wow,
that's a compliment.
I'm like, okay. We broke the box office record for most tickets sold.
This is always
Patsy Cline.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it was an I had an amazing time, but it was about 24 songs, snippets of songs, and full songs. 24 songs. 8 shows a week. You go to the theater, you do the show, you go home and you go to bed, and then you sleep till you wake up. You know, God bless my now ex. Took care of our son and got him off to school, and I just, you know.
Great experience, though, right?
It was great. I had the time of my life playing a little bit hers.
Played with John Denver.
Opened for John Denver in the 70s. Yeah, I love to say, I tell the story of when I was 18, I got a record deal. Ran away from home with my mother's permission when I was 17 to Los Angeles, got a record deal. In the days, you could do that.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
No. And got a call from my manager saying, "Hey, you're going on the road opening for John Denver." I'm like, "What?" And about a year before that, I was promoting my first LP for Wooden Nickel RCA, and a friend took me to Red Rocks Park, and I stood on the stage. During the day, you can stand on the stage at Red Rocks Park, and I thought, and this wish just kind of sprang from my heart, I'd love to play here one day. And a year later, I was opening for John Denver at Red Rocks
Park. That's fantastic.
I
mean,
is that Buddhist? Is that why that happened? Was that the O in your name?
Gotta be.
It's all, and it's when I had an A, Wen. It's when I had an A. Go figure. I got to go back to the A. Maybe I'll go back to Red Rocks if I change my name.
We're going to have you do a song or two, but I need you at some point to tell me something about John Denver, because I was such a huge fan of his.
Yes.
What was he not? Please tell me he was nice to you.
He was nice to me. Okay, he was. I think when you're an idealist, when you are for the earth, for the, you know, that combined with the business of show business.
Yeah.
It's a difficult mix.
Yeah.
It's a difficult mix. Not everybody makes it.
Right.
You know, he made it. But it's a lot like you have to be pretty, you just have to be who you're not.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
that might have eaten
24/7.
Up, eaten him up a little bit. I
think
I've heard stories that his last year or two were not very comfortable.
Not as I understand.
Yeah.
He was still far out.
He was far out.
Oh, my God. Far out,
John,
man.
John Henry Dutchendorf Jr., right?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so good. All right, we'll do
Bill's
this.
Bill's really an 83-year-old man in that young body.
Disguised as an 11-year-old.
Bill, you're kind of blowing my mind here, man.
That was my goal, Megan. Megan McDonough's here. She's going to do a song for you. Stick around. A lot more coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right.
Nice try.
Oh, my fault. I didn't have
the theme
button
from the
on. Yes, it's my fault, Jasmine. I am so sorry. I wanted to play along.
Megan, since you were on the Waltons, you tell me.
Yes.
Did that thing on John Boy's face keep switching sides on every episode? I didn't imagine that, right?
That was very calculated.
It was.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very mysterious.
That great question, knows. Bill.
Thanks,
Megan McDonough is with a singer-songwriter. You can go to Megan, right?
Yes.
MEGON.com. That's your website. She's going to be at the Rouse Center for the Arts. It's 26 North William Street in Crystal Lake. August 24th, 8 o'clock show. Dedicated to the ones I love, great women singers of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I love Linda Ronstadt. Any Linda Ronstadt?
You know what? She'll be in the next production. I mean, I want to add Linda Ronstadt. I was just thinking about her this morning.
That's my go-to song is Poor Pitiful Me.
I've been cheated.
That's a good one,
yeah.
Too.
I want to add also Laura Nero, who is a great singer-songwriter. Not a great singer, but a great singer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she had so much soul. We're going to open with a little, the night we met, I knew I needed you so.
Beautiful.
Ronnie Spector of the
Love
the Ronettes.
I just saw Ronnie Spector recently, her Christmas special, covered in goosebumps the entire show.
That voice is some sort of soul imprint for me. I'll also be doing Connie Francis. What I love about Connie Francis is that she could cry and sing at the same time, you know. Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each
bar. Wow.
Look at you.
So fun. It's so fun to. I'm not imitating these women,
right.
But if they
You're
come true.
To.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can we get you to do? We talked about a medley. Now, this is Patsy Cline's songs,
my
right?
Favorite,
yeah.
Patsy.
All right.
So, this is just a little medley of a couple Patsy hits.
I go out walking after midnight. Out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles out on the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Because nothing says I love you quite like street walking, apparently. And then her,
I fall to pieces each time I see you again. I fall.
Even those who were not big country music fans swooned at her big hit, written by Willie Nelson.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. You'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry?
Everybody howl.
Ow! Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
You have the most amazing voice I've probably ever heard.
Were you lip syncing that? You had to be lip-syncing that.
I was, Jasmine, you were on that, weren't you?
Here's the thing. You are so powerful. You're a great guitar player.
Thank you.
You just exude joy as you're performing.
Thank you. It's what I love
job.
To do.
So good to see you.
Thank you.
Megan McDonough.
So good to be with you.
Her website is MeganMegan, M-E-G-O-N, twice, MeganMegan.com. Performing at the Rouse Center August 24th at 8 p.m. Go to RouseCenter.org, R-A-U-E, RouseCenter.org. And, of course, episodes of The Waltons on Boomerang TV
exactly.
every night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Good night, Wendy. Good night, Bill.
Good night, John Boy, wherever you are. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll find out what Steve has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.